Good morning, everyone. We are starting a new series today. It relates to the 54 Mambashum. What's a Mambashum, if you don't know? A drawing of Shum concepts describing inner states of mind. A map to guide the meditator through various interrelated areas of the mind. Gurudeva created 54 Mambashum sometime in the 1970s. And then he created 12 Mamsani. So Mamsani are simple Mambashum, one for 1 month of the year. A mini drawing of Shum concepts. And the 12 Mamsani are on the pillars of Yerevan Temple. The 54 Mambashum wouldn't fit, though we don't have those. And today we're starting with the first one. So we're going to go through a couple of paragraphs at a time, first by defining the words that we don't know, the Shum words, and then reading the one or two paragraphs. Sif Mif. One, name Shum images combined into pictures, portraits, monograms, and collages representing the 14 dimensions of the mind. Two, one image is a first dimensional picture unless it has an F attached. Then it would be a fourth-dimensional portrait. Three, a word of two images is a second-dimensional picture. A word of three images is a third-dimensional picture. A word of four images is a fourth-dimensional portrait. A word of five images is a fifth-dimensional portrait. A word of six images is a sixth-dimensional monogram. A word of seven images is a seventh dimensional collage. So pictures, portraits, monograms, and collages. Well, those are the terms that Gurudeva uses in the text. That's why I read them. Chemuif, very important concept. One, looking within with eyes slightly open. So we're looking both directions, in and out. Two, looking out into the exterior world through the physical eyes, which are slightly open, and at the same time looking back into the head, as if one had pupils on the back of the eyeballs. Three, chemuif may be practiced many times during the day. Four, this is the practice and the state of being of protecting the inner life by remaining two-thirds within inner consciousness and one-third in external consciousness in communication with the third dimension or conscious mind world. Five, chemuif brings a shumif perspective as well as kamsat chemni. Six, while in chemuif, looking within, the meditator will see many things, from balikana, a clear whitish field of soft light, to pleasing and not so pleasing pictures. Seven, people are often seen in a state of chemuif while thinking deeply, working out a problem or intuiting an idea or plan. Number eight, when one becomes sleepy in meditation, it is wise to go into chemuif by opening the eyes slightly. Keeps you awake. The paragraphs use the word ni'imth, which we did recently, so we won't read that one, just the first part as a reminder. Awareness flowing through the mind, being singularly aware of one area and then another. Then we get some new words. It's a series. In Sof, In Sumpf, In Dof, In Dumpf. In Sof, awareness divided into two compatible areas of the mind while being fully aware of both. Having something in the back of one's mind. It is a desirable state to master. Having awareness in two areas especially beneficial while working within the third dimension of the mind. So that's two areas. In Sof. In Sompf. Awareness divided into three or more separate areas of the mind, both conscious and subconscious. Individual awareness in a confused state, which brings an uncomfortable feeling, mental pain. The state of insomph causes the body to stiffen up so that hatha yoga is difficult. The purification of sitting in the lotus posture in itself dissolves much of this state of insomph. Three or more areas of the mind, both conscious and subconscious. Now we get to heavier states. Indof, sub-subconscious confusion, awareness stuck in the state of insomph. The subconscious overpowering the conscious mind with no help at all from the superconscious. Individual awareness in the consciousness of the lower nature. Awareness stuck in confusion, leading to lying and theft for the sake of it. And the last one, hit the bottom here in consciousness. In Dompf, awareness contentedly divided into three or more confused areas of the mind. Being totally content and in Dof, and believing that this is all there is in life. Individual awareness in the consciousness of the lowest of the low nature. Awareness stuck in confusion, leading to murder for the sake of murder. So that's the bottom. So in Sof, in Sompf, in Dof, in Dompf. Now we get Gurudeva's commentary. Chemuif is a six-dimensional monogram through which we find the spiritual practice that should be performed constantly throughout our life. Chemuif clearly names the state one is in when looking at the exterior world and simultaneously into the sub-second, second and third worlds as deeply as one can, depending on his sadhana well performed. And our editors explained sub-second. Gurudeva didn't explain it. The sub-second world is the part of the second world that borders the first world. The areas of the sub-second world are named and diagrammed through fourth-dimensional portraits. It is the fifth-dimensional portraits that name areas of the second world to be sought for and lived in through sadhana. Some fifth-dimensional portraits describe areas to be avoided within the second world, as do fourth-dimensional portraits describe similar areas to be avoided in the sub-second world. The sixth-dimensional monograms and seventh-dimensional collages name areas as well as actual experiences attainable within these areas within the third world. It tells in its very existence of a bridge between the three worlds. The Mahadevas of the third world are in a state of Chemuif during the intensity of a puja, when the screen of the sub-second world is stretched tight and they can look into the first world. The individual is in a state of Chemuif who, with eyes open, reminisces just having had a vision of a deva in the second world or a Mahadeva in the third world. This state of seeing inwardly and externally simultaneously is one which this particular sixth-dimensional monogram names. It is difficult to remain in a state of Chemuif for long periods of time if Niyimf has become externalized into Insomf, Indof, or Indomf states. Get the next section. In Ing, I, me, mine, external ego, that aspect of one's persona which is seen by others, the external identity of a person, what he thinks and feels himself to be in the conscious mind. It is often quite different than his internal ego, which is the next word coming up, ming. The inning is indicated by the first digit of the mulyamnya, revealing tendencies and affinities fundamental to the devotee. This aspect of mulyamnya shows general inclinations, capabilities, and adaptations in vocational fields and other external activities. Then we get the connecting word, u, just means and. Connect together, join or bind. In this area of the mind, things or concepts are connected, joined or bound together. The focus of individual awareness is simultaneously upon two or more areas of the mind at the same time. And we get ming. Ego, inner ego. That aspect of one's persona which is not allowed to be seen by others. The subconscious ego or identity of a person, what he thinks and feels himself to be subconsciously. It is often quite different than what is portrayed to others through his external ego, in-ing. The ming is indicated by the second digit of the mulyamnya, revealing tendencies and affinities fundamental to the devotee. The ming comes into power at 18 years of age. So that idea will be developed in Gurudeva's commentary. Then we have e-omnia, the personality of a person. Gurudeva's commentary, short. The inning is the developing personality, the nature or e-omnia. It is a portrait indicating the totality of the maturing nature of a child. There are four developments of the in-ing, from conception to birth, from birth to 6 years old, 6 to 12, and 12 to 18. In-ing is the name of the external eomnia predominantly formed by the parents up through the physical age of 24, at which time the psychic connection with the mother diminishes. At the age of 18, the ming comes into power. Ming names the eomnia of the individual's worldly tools to be used in facing the challenges of the first world on his own. The ming overlaps the last phase of the ining. Now, of course, if the mother dies before the child reaches age 18, the ming comes into power at that time, overlapping the ining at an earlier phase. The fantasies of the external world that the individual does not actually experience but thinks about are all manifestations of in-ing and m-ing. Then we get the last one here. Li-im. Glance, view, or glimpse, to look out through the two physical eyes into the two and three-dimensional world. La-ling, you, another, or someone else, the personal ego or ming and ining of another person. Li-im, which means to glance at or look at quickly, is a practice that should be performed each day when not in a state of meditation. In particular, to li'im, glance at other people in a state of ining or ming, living in their external in a yomnia, which is called lahling. The ling is a Shun portrait naming the first world nature of another person. You would never refer to your own lat ling, but only to the lat ling or external personality of another person as seen by you. This would indicate that in glancing at another person while in a state of chi muif, you would see their first world image, yamnia, which is created by yin ing u ming. This is their lat ling. When an individual is strongly in the outer nature, it is the lat ling yamnia that is seen by others. To eradicate this image, he would have to become transparent by withdrawing his niyimp from in ing u ming. Balikana is the actual experience which results from nadi shodhana pranayama, breath technique given to you to perform prior to meditation. The transmutation of the prana, the life force, from the lower chakras into the higher ones is essential before meditation can be begun. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.